Hey, what's up, y'all? So I am finally back. Okay, we are back on. We're going to do this topic. We are smoking hookah and drinking. So hopefully this will, you know, open things up a bit. So the first, this first episode is going to be about, ladies, do y'all initiate sex with y'all men, or is he always the initiator? I got my girlfriend with me tonight, and we're just going to listen to what she got to say. So, like, you know what I'm saying, girl? What's up? What's the tea? Like, are you initiating? Is he initiating? Do it depend on the mood? If he don't piss you off, whatever the case may be, what is it?
Okay, so, honestly, I really feel like it really just depends on the situation. Because, I mean, I done had times to where, you know, I'm, like, rubbing up on my nigga, like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready. And then there's been times where I might be asleep. And he might wake me up out of my sleep, or I'm waking him up, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it really depends. Now, if I'm, you know what I'm saying, if I'm lit on that drink, it's a different story,
pull
you know what I'm saying?
Pull the pants down and let's get to it.
Let's go, you know what I'm saying? So I really just depends, I really think it depends on the person, the situation, and really like your bond and your connection with them. Because, you know, a lot of times men feel like they initiated first because they normally the ones, they feel like they're more open. But I feel like now it's getting to where women are being more open about what they want.
And let me tell you, so it's crazy, right? So, like, for me, like, it depends on what I'm drinking at night. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I'm drinking at night, baby, I'm coming. Okay, I'm coming for you, baby. We finna put out on camp. We finna get to it. So that's just how I feel. I also feel like you gotta be like connected with them. You gotta be comfortable. Because like if you're not really comfortable with that person, you know what I'm saying? You ain't finna be really initiating nothing. And especially if it ain't really that good, you definitely not finna be initiating nothing. You know what I'm saying? You probably hoping and praying. Like, I hope he don't try nothing because I don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it just really depends. Like, my Leo that I always talk about.
Shout out to the Leo.
And he the only Leo, okay? Because listen, baby, he too much. But I love it though. And it's just like for me, like when I get older, like he always working. Like I already know how he operates. So I don't bother him until he's like, okay, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I'm ready. I don't never try to push myself up on him. But if it's like on a thing where he ain't really working and his phone or doing whatever the case may be, then it's just like, shit, let me go ahead and slide on over here. You know what I'm saying? Let me put that pussy on y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or just mouth on y'all. Whatever. However we gonna go. It's always the mouth first.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the mouth first. You know what I'm saying?
To
get him, you know, spanked up. You know what I'm saying? So, friend.
I feel like men deserve to be pampered, though, right? You feel
they
what I'm
do.
Saying? Like, so I feel like us as women, we always, like, you know, we want a man to do to us and all this stuff. But I want my man to feel good. So sometimes I don't want him just to lay back and, like, let me do all the work. So
right.
I feel like sometimes there's nothing wrong with a woman initiating it. Because, you know, a lot of times we just, laying down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got a lot of women who really...
Yeah, they
got
to put in the work.
Yeah, like, yeah. Men want to put the work in. No, I want you to lay back. I'm finna massage you. I'm finna get you ready. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I be massaging.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just all depends, like, on what you and your dude kind of got. You feel what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you can't do that with everybody. You
right,
know what
no,
I'm saying? So it's
can't
like,
do that with everybody. Everybody don't get that treatment.
Yeah, everybody not supposed to get that treatment. Mm-hmm. So it's
fucking
like,
get out.
That's it.
Fucking get out. Get out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm bending over. Like, let's get it over with. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you with your person, it's like, you want that to take time. Like, you don't want to just jump right into something. You want to, like, you know, start off, like I said, massaging. You know what I'm saying? Just kissing. Like, giving them that same comfort that you want.
So where you be kissing it from?
Everywhere.
Everywhere
but the feet.
You want something on man's toes?
I haven't yet. I ain't gonna say what I won't do.
He ain't gonna let me, man. He wanna let me massage his toes, so. I be like, let me massage your feet. He be like, no. I be like, why? When you go and get a massage, you let them massage your feet. Let me massage your feet. He be like, no.
I haven't did the feet yet, but just about everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I like a man's chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I love it to be clean because, you know, I like to be all up in that. So, I mean, you know.
You suck nipples?
I do.
You like sucking nipples?
I do, but I don't like mine suck.
You don't like, really? Why?
No, it does nothing for me.
Okay, so let me tell you, it never did nothing for me. And I remember, like, a long time ago, my friend mom was like, "Ooh, girl, you a freak. You breastfeed your kid. You a freak." It never did nothing for me. I think it started doing, like, when I got my nipple pierced, that's when it did, because it made it more sensitive. It made it more, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you do it, whoop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like, "Ooh, I'm feeling that little tingle." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I'm trying to encourage her, y'all, to, like, get her nipple pierced. But she won't do it, but I'm about to try, like, force her. I'm going to make this bitch, like, take an edible and go. Bitch, take an edible and go. That shit gonna hurt. You gonna be like, "Don't feed." Don't do the other one. You can do the other one. Do the other one. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you might have to be on the edible.
I might. Like I said, I'm not really, that's never just really been my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. And I mean, I think that's another thing too, because I like, reason why I like to initiate, because a man will go for areas that I don't like. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't do anything for me. So okay, you're playing with my nipples, and then I'm just laying there. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm saying, so what's the other areas that you don't like? Okay, your nipples, what's the other thing that you don't like?
I mean, so I really don't like for a man to play with my pussy, like, with his fingers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do it with your dick, but not your hands. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that ain't really never did nothing for me either. You know what I'm saying? Like, your tongue, you give some of that tongue action. But that's about it. Other than that, like, everything else is a go. Like, you can do whatever you want. It's just my nipples don't do that for me. It don't.
So, like, my thing is, like I said, just piggyback off of what we were saying. You know what I'm saying? It depends on, like, the person. Every man be expecting, you know what I'm saying, like, some treatment. Like, you know, every man don't get deep. And I think, for me, that's why I just like to stick to one honestly and true, because I'm not finna do that to every man. I'm not finna do initiating. I'm not finna do sucking. I'm not finna do swallowing. I'm not finna be doing none of this shit or whatever the case may be. So, it's like, I came to terms where it's like, you know, I just rather just stick with one person, because I know what he like. He know what I like. We just own demon time together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And these people, a lot of people, you can't really trust like that. So it's like, I trust who I'm dealing with, because I know he clean. I know him play that. You know what I'm saying? And most of these dudes, all they want to do is just lay down and have sex. Anyway, like, that's all they want to do is, like, okay, what else? Like, what else?
Right.
So for me, like, I'm at a point where I'm just like, you know, I have that one person where I do everything, too. I have said, we do all this, too. It's like, okay, what else you got to offer? And I think that's, too, like, with me, why some dudes be like, nah, okay, I'm good on you. But I'm just being upfront and honest. Like, when you meet a dude, you really think he's celibate when he coming to you? It's somebody that you got natural, and it's somebody that, you know what I'm saying, got your attention. You just trying to find somebody else to put on your roster.
Right.
Baby, I'm not finna be on your roster. I already got a roster, and there's only one person, so to me, I just, like, rather keep it that way, because we do everything, and I feel comfortable with that person. So, like, what's your take on that, like, when it comes to meeting somebody or whatever the case, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, you know my little situation that I got. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, literally, I was just telling him the other day when we was conversating, this subject came up, we was talking, and he was like, "What made me different?" And I'm like, honestly, I feel like because we get to bond and get to know each other without sex. You see what I'm saying? Like, I really get to know you without that. And I think that's kind of what making me be like, you know what? I like you. I love your vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Get to know me, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, really get to know me, because therefore, whenever it does happen, we done built up so much to where it's like, we definitely going to be on, like, demon time. Like,
what you consider demon time?
I'm talking about, like, I might end up being pregnant when we get done. Like, I'm gonna be like 6 months pregnant by the time we get done.
Like, I'm saying, but like, in details, like, what you consider demon time
with me? You know, like, I can tell you, I have no limitations when I'm in the bedroom.
So you be doing it in the butt?
Yes.
You be in your ass?
That I have not tried. That's, like I said, everything else, toes, and I ain't ate that ass yet. But then, I mean, you know, his situation, he not going to let me get nowhere towards his ass, so.
I don't know, friend. You know, I mean, some people, right. They, you know what I'm saying, they like what they like, or whatever the case may be.
He
you
might, just go but, with them. I mean, will I try it? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll try for only, like, a special person. I don't think that there would be something that I'd just be like, you know.
Let me eat that ass.
Yeah, like, let me do it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me eat that ass.
Yeah, like. I mean, and then, even then, I wouldn't even say it. You feel right, what I'm saying?
You just
like,
do it.
I'm just going to do it. Because sometimes when you in the mood, like, even when I first tried, like, I didn't want to try that. That ain't the thing I just wanted to try. But when you in the mood, anything goes. And if you my nigga, like, I'm finna get you that. I'm not finna give you no reason to feel like you got to go to somebody else. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we finna do it. Now, only thing I said, we got toes that's off limits. I ain't eat no ass yet. And I ain't bringing nobody else in the bedroom with me.
Yes, that's just the thing for me. It seems like that's what a lot of people is doing. They bringing, like, other people in the bedroom. And I just feel like, at the end of the day, like, that's just something that I just don't want to do. Like, well, why are we doing it? You know what I'm saying? Find somebody else you can do that with me. I'm stingy, bitch. I'll fight a hoe. Like, if you fucking her too good. I'm like,
I'm sorry. I just...
Move out of the way.
I can't. I've had threesomes before. But it's nobody who I'm, like, emotionally attached to. So whatever you're doing, it doesn't bother me. You
okay, saying? But you got a lot of people that's in relationships. Like, I was looking at Ari and Moneybagg Yo.
Okay.
Like, they bring people in the bedroom or whatever case may be. You know what I'm saying? She like women. But I was also looking at Carisha. Carisha was saying, like, you know what I mean? She like women as well, too. But, like, she got jealous because of how the female was with her man.
But I'm going to tell you, though, I don't think that people bring women. I mean, they could. But I just don't feel like that's the reason why women say they have threesomes. I feel like they do that because they know they nigga cheat. Mm-hmm. So they like, instead of you cheating on me, just bring her here. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So therefore, you ain't even got to worry about what you're doing because I've already given you that okay that you don't have to cheat. You feel what I'm saying? If you feel the need that you even get that motive, just bring her home.
I still don't feel like that's enough, though. I feel like a man is like, okay, that's cool. I'm getting this and third. And then he see another woman. You know what I'm saying? What if he just want to have a sister, that woman by herself? Because men are hunters. Like, men, they like what they like. They may not even, they, cause some, and men are stingy too. They might be like, shit, I just want to just try to be real quick. You know what I'm saying? See how it is. And then now you want to goddamn bring that woman around. Meanwhile, you know, you already don't have sex with her. And you know, some women, they follow by the book. Like, okay, let me keep this on hush. Like, we ain't never X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Nigga probably already don't tap that ass before he even brought her in the bedroom.
But it can't happen that way. But I mean, that's why, I mean, with me, with my nigga, we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, the main conversation from the jump. Very.
You'll be jealous?
Not jealous, but I'm just, what's mine is mine. You see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and I'm, and I tell somebody.
That's illegal shit.
But I also tell somebody, too, though. Like, if that's, if I'm getting serious with somebody, I give them that leeway to say, like, listen, if there's something in your life that you feel like you haven't did or you want to do, do that. You feel what I'm saying? Go ahead and do that before you even get into something with me. You feel what I'm saying? Because why even put ourselves in a situation to where now you are doing stuff because you haven't did it before or something that you wanted to try? If I've already told you that that's something, I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just go ahead and do it. I'm all for it. Like, because I've done it. You see what I'm saying? It's really not too much that I haven't done other than things I said I haven't did. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, go. Be free.
Yeah.
You can't hold somebody back from what they want.
Okay. So what would you give advice to the women that don't initiate stuff? Because I know a lot of men are like, man, she don't never initiate nothing. I always got to be the one to initiate. Like, what would you encourage the females to do, the ones that don't initiate?
Be a woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I really can't even give them advice because I feel like you know what you want. You know what I'm saying? So why do you think that because he's a man, he don't want the same thing? Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you should want your man to feel that love. Like, you should want, I think that I ain't gonna say that would keep him because, you know, a nigga gonna do what they wanna do, right? But if a man know, like, you know what, my girl, like, she catered to me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she really made me feel like I'm a king. Like, yeah. I'm him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, do that. I mean, even trying new things. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bringing fruit. Like, whatever you gotta do to spice up whatever your little moment is. Whatever your thing is. Who?
Me. I had some mint in my mouth. Him, okay. Like that. He was like,
But that's what I'm saying though. But you have to try
what
it to see.
What you got in your mouth? What was it?
But you had to try. But you have to try it to see though. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like when everybody was talking about the whole like, what's that? Like the fruit roll up or like the fruit little thing or whatever. that might not turn, you know, like some niggas on. Like, they might not like that. You know what I'm saying? But then you got some that do. So it's like, but you will never know until you actually try it. Because the feeling might be a different feeling. Some, you just don't like it. Like, the same way us as women. It's a lot of things that men do to us that we don't like.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Because they do it to other women, so they assume they all women are the same.
Exactly.
That's so, why we end up dry. Because, like, right. What you doing? You can't do nothing like you do with
nothing.
Oh, girl.
Nothing. But, I mean, you know, it's really not no advice. I just feel like be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, treat that man the same way you want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like, give him that same treatment. The same way you want somebody to rub you down and, you know what I'm saying, like, give you that. You know, every woman want to feel like a queen. So why wouldn't you want your man to feel like a king?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, it's no limitations when it comes to your partner. That's my input on it. So, ladies, just when you get home, go ahead and just lay him down, oil him up, you know what I'm
and
saying?
And then get out the shower.
I mean, you know, run his water, you know what I'm saying? Like, have his clothes out. Like, there's little things like that you have to do sometimes. Like,
he have had a long day at work. And he like, baby, I'm so
in the streets
tired.
Or what, I mean, whatever he do.
Whatever he doing, he like, baby, I'm so tired. But he shouldn't even have to tell you he's tired. You should already know he's tired, bitch. You're working one job, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as soon as he come in, like, I remember with my ex, I used to do shit for him. Like, I mean, one time he came home, I had went to Dollar Tree. I got them fake rose petals, and I had to lead into the room, but I left little notes so he can read. And, like, when he went to the bathroom, I had, like, a full bath done with bubbles, candles lit.
Okay.
And it was, like, nice, soft music and stuff playing. And I left him in there alone. And then I actually bathed him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hit back and, like, gave him a massage.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. But, I mean, but what I'm saying is that those are the things that we ask for.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When you on these social media sites, you see all these women, you know, saying, I want this, I want that, I want a man to, you know, have a room decorated for me, and I walk in there, but are you doing it for him?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you think, what, because he might be a different type of nigga, he might not like stuff like that. You niggas love that.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas love that type of stuff. Like, they'll never tell you that. But if you do something like that, like, I done had plenty of niggas, like, do a turnaround because I've done stuff like that. And they're like, ain't nobody never did this for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you show a man, like, you know, you're appreciated, they gonna, like, now I ain't saying that they ain't gonna still be a man. Because, you know, I feel like a man gonna always be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. But they're gonna look at you differently. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, they're gonna give you a different type of respect. Even if y'all end up not working, you're still gonna still hold that place because it's like, you know what? She did something that other people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, it's each his own though. I mean, mine gonna always feel pimple baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna get that treatment. Like, I like to be spoiled, but I'm gonna spoil my nigga back.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the streets. You know, whatever. Like, you gonna always get that treatment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right, y'all, we are going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Ladies, I hope you took something from this. Fellas, I hope you took something from this as well too. Help you girls, you know, play this podcast in the car while she in the car, baby. You know what I'm saying? Play this podcast wherever y'all at. And I just feel like at the end of the goddamn day, like, ladies initiate. You know what I'm saying? Men, they get tired of rubbing your butt and shit. Rub them sometime. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what time it is and what it is you want. So other than that, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And we will catch y'all later.
Later.